You know, our God is real. He is living. The Spirit of God who lives in us, He is real. He is present. And so what we have to learn is to depend on the Lord.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Okay, for our question for this episode is about dying and dying well, specifically how to be prepared for death. Obviously, at the time we're recording this, we've gone through a year where COVID is pretty rampant. We've seen loved ones die, people in our churches die. There is sort of an unexpected thing that happens to us that we can't even see, and then all of a sudden, you know, somebody is on their deathbed. We've all experienced that in one way or another with family or friends or the like. So how would you as a pastor help a church member or really anybody be prepared for death?
If we believe the gospel, if we have trusted in Christ as Lord and Savior, then the New Testament, Old and New Testaments, make clear to us what our future is. And that is beyond life as we know it right now is an everlasting joy and acceptance and freedom in the presence of God, in the presence of our Savior. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the Apostle Paul wrote. Writing to the Thessalonians, he tells them not to grieve as those who have no hope. Mm. So for us, we're not in the dark about what is on the other side of this present age. We know that one day we'll have a new body that matches the new us, and we'll live forever body and soul in the presence of the Lord. But even now, even right now, for me to close my eyes in death would be to wake up in the presence of Jesus. So if I believe the gospel, there's no reason to be afraid. You know, in reference to that new body that I mentioned, in that same context, we're told that Christ's death and resurrection makes the process of death something that we don't have to fear. Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53, he says, "For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality," with reference to resurrection. Next verse, "When the perishable puts on the imperishable and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." So his triumph over death and the grave means that we have no reason to fear it. So what would I say to someone to prepare them for death? Believe the gospel. Believe the word of God. Believe the promises of God.
If there is a peace that passes all understanding, is it that Christians should never fear death in any sense? I mean, Paul's giving us the surety. Death is defeated, right? Jesus has accomplished the victory. We also know from Paul that death is gain, right? So why should we fear hostility or suffering or anything else? Because death is gain. But does that mean that Christians never fear physical death?
There can be a dread associated with the circumstances of death, for sure. You know, when you think about martyrdom, when you think about what the martyrs went through, the English Puritans burned at the stake. That's not a pleasant thought. That's not something to relish. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't wait until I'm beheaded, or I can't wait until I'm burned at the stake. That's not the attitude at all. So yes, the circumstances of death may be something that would challenge us. And that's where the piece you talked about, Josh, comes into play. But our God is able to sustain us, even in the midst of those kinds of fears. Mm-hmm. You know, not fearing what follows our death, but fearing the circumstances of our death. Even that, we have to trust Him and know that His grace is sufficient. Mm-hmm. You know, the man who films these podcasts, a great brother here in our church, recently went through a heart procedure. Mm-hmm. He was a very real possibility that he could die. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he communicated to us more than once was just this supernatural sense of peace and rest that the Lord had given him through those circumstances. That's an example of what believers have access to. You know, our God is real. He is living. The Spirit of God who lives in us, He is real. He is present. And so what we have to learn is to depend on the Lord. But what we experience from our God, we experience in the realm of faith. Mm. And so that does require us believing His promises and the truth that we're safe in the hands of God.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.